The Pritzker Architecture Prize is the biggest award in the field. It's often called the Nobel Prize of Architecture. This year's winner was announced this morning. As NPR's Andrew Limbong reports, it's someone who knows what it's like to be without any architecture at all.
When Arata Isozaki was a kid growing up in Japan, he was surrounded by the destruction of World War II. His hometown burned. Across the shore was Hiroshima. Here's how he tells the story in a video announcing his Pritzker win. Surrounding were no buildings, no architecture. There was not even a city. There was only a ruin. This was the beginning of Isozaki's search for what he calls meaningful architecture. It's a search that still continues at the age of 86. In fact, the Pritzker jury awarded him the prize in part because he's never settled on a single approach to his work.
He doesn't have a signature style like some architects.
That's David Gauld, a New York-based architect who's known Isozaki for over 30 years.
He's my mentor and in many ways my hero.
Gauld says Isozaki approached every project, every site with fresh eyes.
Consequently, no two of his buildings look alike.
Take, for instance, two of his American works, starting with COSAI. That's the Center of Science and Industry in Columbus, Ohio, on which Gauld worked with Isozaki. It's a huge building, one that Doug Buchanan, who works as the VP of Membership and Marketing there, can often spot when he's flying over the city.
It has these enormous concrete wings that stretch off into the distance when you enter the building. And you enter under a multi-story tall gold cylinder that actually contains, inside it, is Ohio's largest planetarium.
And if you look at the building from the back, you can see the curved wings envelop a part of Columbus history.
Isozaki actually wrapped the arms of COSAI around Columbus's historic Central High School, which was built in 1924. And it's a perfect addition to incorporate into a science museum because it's a school. And science education is central to what we do.
Compare that with the Museum of Contemporary Art in Los Angeles. MoCA, as it's known, was finished in 1986. It's a low building, much lower than the downtown LA high-rises that surround it. It's also red, made of sandstone, which pops against the glass and steel of the rest of the neighborhood. Klaus Biesenbach is the museum's director.
It has these beautiful skylights and pyramids that brings the light from the outer world into the museum, but it's also a very much dedicated to the art that this museum is famous for.
Past the ticket office on street level, you walk down to get into the museum's galleries.
What Isozaki so brilliantly did with MoCA is that he used the very Los Angeles motif, the pool. It's like a sunk-in pool.
Arata Isozaki has designed museums in Spain, Japan, Italy. He's seen more than 100 of his designs actually built, including an Olympic arena, an inflatable concert hall meant to tour places hit by disaster, a high school in his hometown, which has been rebuilt since the war. In much the same way, out of the ashes of destruction, Isozaki built a career in architecture. This was the start of my life in architecture. Isozaki himself might have grown up without buildings to look at and learn from, but he's making sure that isn't the case for the rest of us. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.